ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 24th verse number 26. It is just prose, I will just recite it. Tasya maha anubhavasya anupatham amrita kashyaha kaha asmat vidha parihina bhagavat anugraham upajiga mishtiti. Translation. Tasya of Prahlad Maharaj, maha anubhavasya, who was an exalted devotee, anupatham, the path, Amrijita Kashyaha, a person who is materially contaminated. Kaha, what? Va or Asmat Vidaha, like us. Parihina Bhagavat Anugraha, being without the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Upajiga Misati, desires to follow. Iti thus. Translation and proper by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Bali Maharaj said, person like us who are still attached to material enjoyment, who are contaminated by the modes of material nature and who lack the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead, cannot follow the Supreme Path of Prahlad Maharaj, the exalted devotees of the Lord. Purpose. It is said that for spiritual realization, one must follow great personalities like Lord Brahma, Devarshi Narad, Lord Shiva and Prahlad Maharaj. The path of bhakti is not at all difficult if we follow in the footsteps of previous acharyas and authorities. But those who are too materially contaminated by the modes of material nature cannot follow them. Although Bali Maharaj was actually following the path of his grandfather, because of his great humility, he thought that he was not. It is characteristic of advanced Vaishnavas following the principles of bhakti that they think themselves ordinary human being. This is not an artificial exhibition of humility. A Vaishnava sincerely thinks this way and therefore never admits his exalted position. ॐ अज्ञानान् त्रिमिदस्य ज्ञानाञ्जना शलाकया चक्षुर्युन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभयश्च कृपा सिन्धुभयेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवभयवे नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई लाइक टू ऑफर माय हम्बल फुल ऑबेंसेसेस टू ऑल द वैष्णव्स प्रेजेंट ओवर हियर, स्पेशली हिज ग्रेस तमाल कृष्ण प्रभु, असीम कृष्ण प्रभु एंड सुंदर चेतन प्रभु, अद्भुत हरि प्रभु, एवरीवन, सो दैट दे शुड सावर हिज मर्सी अपॉन मी सो दैट आई बी एबल टू स्पीक समथिंग ऑन दिस टॉपिक. सो दिस इज द Sloka where Bali Maharaj is saying that person like us who are still attached to the material enjoyment, who are contaminated by the modes of material nature and who lack the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot follow the Supreme Path of Prahlad Maharaj, the exalted devotee of the Lord. In the purport, Prabhupada writes that, you know, if someone wants to really are serious about the spiritual realization, then he must follow the Mahajanas or the pure devotees of the Lord who have dedicated their life in the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you will see in this material world, everyone has tendency to follow someone. But whom they follow, it depends on their consciousness, what they desire actually. Just like a person who are interested in making a career in Bollywood, then they must be having a role model as some Bollywood actor or the tycoon of Bollywood, so some famous personalities, or as the person who is interested in business, so they would be having a business tycoon personalities as their role model. But if you will see, consider in their life, the person whom they are making as their role model, they are actually unsuccessful in their full life. Though they must have possessed all the name, fame, or have the riches, but still they are not 100%. Still they are incomplete in that. So if we try to follow such person, though we are making them as a role model, so we are also becoming incomplete, because the person whom we are following, they are incomplete and they are unsuccessful in their life, because success depends on not on the thing by and how much you acquire the material opulences. That is not the real success. Real success is that how much you are satisfied and how much you are happy. As much as you are satisfied, that much you will be happy. But if you will see in the life of these other people who are totally absorbed in the materialistic thing, they are not actually happy. They are in search of happiness and they are totally unsatisfied. And to make them satisfied and make themselves happy, they search, they go here and there. They travel, they spend their whole days like anything. They don't have a time to spend a moment of rest. They don't have a time to spend a single moment with their family members. So that much they are much involved. So in the happiness, but they don't know what is the real happiness it is. But Srila Prabhupada says that if you really want to be happy in our life and satisfied, then we should follow the devotees of the Lord. Why? Because devotees of the Lord are the real success. They had gained the real success in their life. What the success it is, we can learn from them. If you see the pastime of this, just like Bali Maharaj, just like conversation is going on, this is the definition of the creation, where Sukadeva Goswami is describing of the creation of this material world, how the creation has been happened. So he is now describing about the lower planetary system, which has been started Vitala, Patala, and then Sutala. So as time as the Sutala comes, is the place where Bali Maharaj resides. So this is the one of the quality of a devotee. As soon as he gets the chance to glorify the devotees of the Lord, he on the spot, he grabs that opportunity. And as soon as, if you see earlier, just he mentioned who resides in this particular planet and what is the description of the planet. But he never gone in the detail. But as soon as come in this particular planet where Bali Maharaj is residing, he started glorifying the devotee of the Lord. That is the one of the quality of the devotee of the Lord. He always glorifies the other devotee of the Lord. Why? It's written in the Bhagavatam, in the 3rd Canto, 28th chapter, 18, Lord Kapila Muni instructs, Kirtane Tirtha Yashmam Punya Sloka Yashashkaram Dya Devam Samar Graman Yavan Na Chavete Manaha. The glory of the Lord is always worth singing for His glories and hence the glories of His devotee. One should therefore meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead and upon His devotees. One should meditate on the external form of the Lord until the mind becomes fixed. So this is the one of the quality of the devotee. As soon as one glorifies the devotees, he glorifies the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because devotee's life is incomplete without the Lord Himself. He is totally incomplete. So that's why in this material world, people are incomplete. Because they had removed the Supreme Personality of Godhead from their life. And on the other hand, devotees of the Lord are totally complete. They are 100% complete. Why? Because they had given a place in their heart to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the difference between the devotees and the non-devotees. And that's why devotees are worth full so that we should follow the instruction and so that we can progress in the devotional life. And not only the devotional life, but wherever we are, we should be very happy and which takes us toward the real happiness. And in this purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that the devotee of the Lord is that beauty who are connected with His activated or for glorified. So just like these are the devotees, they had made their life perfect. How? By glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you see the life of the Bali Maharaj, the last three sessions, many pastimes has been happened, the whole lifespan of the Bali Maharaj has been discussed. But still he has dedicated his whole life. He has been born in a demonic family, right? And he has the option, both as a Prahlad Maharaj and his own father, as Viruchani, to follow whom he should follow. But he has chosen the Prahlad Maharaj. Why? Because he knows that Prahlad Maharaj has gained the perfection in his life. And on the other hand, materially speaking, his father Rushbi has perfected, but still he is incomplete. So that's why he has chosen the Prahlad Maharaj. So this is the one of the quality why we should follow all the devotees of the Lord. Because from their life, they teach us whom we should follow, on what exactly should be done, so that we can make our life perfect. Not by obtaining a material, you know, the name and fame in the material world, but the real name and fame which glorified over here as well as to the all the three worlds you will be glorified. So devotees of the Lord are always glorified. Why? Because they are always dedicated their life toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's why they are known as the Punya Sloka and the Lord is known as the Uttama Sloka. Why? Because Lord is glorified with the Uttam Slokas, with the best of the Slokas, verses. And because the devotees they glorify, they are known as the Punya Sloka. And as soon as they glorify, they get glorified by the other devotees. So it's worthful that we should always follow the devotees of the Lord. because they know what exactly they have to do, and they know how can we please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is the essence by which the Supreme Personality of Godhead gets attracted? Just like Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that humility is the main essence by which a devotee gets attracted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is the only thing by which the Lord gets actually attracted, not other thing. Because humility is the thing which makes our heart soft like a butter. Just like it is said that Lord, when he came in the Vrindavan, he was stealing the butter. He was not stealing any other thing which was very hard. Butter seems to be very soft. It's very soft. But and on the same way, if we want our hearts to be get stolen, then we should make our heart very soft, just like a butter. And that can be done if we have the quality of the humility, thus make our heart soft. And as soon as our heart gets soft, the Lord comes and steals our heart. So this is why they call it, the humility is very much necessary. And that's what, you know, all the acharyas and all that, they had exhibited from their lifespan, how the humility can be done, how it is actually work. Just like here, the Prabhupada said, Bali Maharaj, though he was following the full instructions of his grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj, but still he was not accepting it. And he was saying the incapability of following the instruction. This is one of the symptoms of the devotee of the Lord. They don't take the credit actually. They always give the credit to other people. And they always make themselves as insignificant. Because this is the only way by which we can go progress in the devotional life. They don't accept anything. They always give it toward the other people. Credit is given to the other people. They are not behind the name and frame. But outside people are totally opposite of that. They are always behind the name and fame. Wherever they want the name and fame. But devotees of the Lord, they are not being crazy of that. Just like we can see the pastime of Madhavendra Puri, when he had went to Kirshor Gopinath, Lord has stolen a kheer for him. And this, as soon as he came to know that Lord has stolen kheer for him, the news would be spread just like a wildfire. And next morning, people would be gathered over here to pay the offenses for him. But he left. On the spot he left that place, so that he don't want the actual name and fame. But name and fame always carry with the devotees of the Lord. As soon as he read in the Puri, Jagannath Pandas, they already came to know that this is the Madhavendra Puri and he is coming for this purpose. So that's what, Lord always give the credit to his devotees. Just like in the Samudra Manthan also, very nice example it is there of Lord Shiva. Though Lord was present over there in the Samudra Manthan when Halahal poison had came from this, when they were churning, after the churning. So, Lord was present over there, but still he had not taken that. For the Lord, it is very easy job. But still, to give the credit to Lord Shiva, he suggested that demigod to go and take the shelter of the Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva had happily accepted that. And this is another quality of a devotee. Whatever the seva is getting from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they accept it very happily. And that's what Lord. And after praying the Lord, glorifying the Lord, he had accepted the poison. And what he had been glorified for that, as the Nilkanta, he got the name as the Nilkanta. And it is said that, Acharya said that Lord Shiva doesn't allow the poison to enter within his heart. Why? Because the Paramatma, the Lord was residing in the form of Paramatma within his heart. And so that's why he had collected the poison in his throat. And that's why his name is known as the Nilkanta. So, this is the quality of the, you know, devotees, and the Lord always gives the credit towards the Lord Shiva, towards his devotee. There are various pastimes which has been mentioned where devotees have been glorified for his for their dedication towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Lord has also given Lord lumps of opportunity for such kind of devotee who are not behind for the name and fame. A very nice, interesting pastime is there in the Ramayana. When Lord Sri Ramchandra has crossed the Ram Setu, had came over there in the Lanka, and they were planning to attack, it was before crossing the ocean, and they were making a plan so that they can attack the Lanka, and they were not knowing how to go it, because it was a long ship was there, long lumpsum water gap was there in that, so he was not able to do that. So they were planning, and in that, the Vibhishan had came, entered in this. So Vibhishan entered, Vibhishan had came to take the shelter of the Supreme Personality of God, Sri Ramchandra. And when he had came, because he was a devotee of the Lord, and in Lanka he was the only person who was the devotee of the Lord. Other people were envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he had left that association and he had came to take the association of the devotees, and he had crossed the ocean and he came in the shelter of the Lord. As soon as the other members of this side came to know, just like Sugriv and all that, they came to know that the Vibhishan had came over here. They didn't put a faith on that person because he was the younger brother of the Ravana. And they were thinking that this person had came just to see what is going on, to know what exactly we are planning. But Sri Ramchandra said that no, it is not like that. Though he had came over here, if he is a brother of Ravana also, but still because he had came over and had taken the shelter of mine, I will give him shelter. Even if Ravana also comes and ask his forgiveness and take my shelter, I will forgive him also. This is the, you know, magnanimous quality of the Lord Ramchandra, that he can forgive any of the mistake which we had done. And just we have to take the shelter. That was the difference between the Ravana and the Vibhishana. Vibhishana was ready to accept the supremacy of the Lord and ready to accept the shelter of his lotus feet. But Ravana, because of his ego, was not able to do that. Though he was knowing that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but because of his enviness, because of his ego, he was not able to do that. And when Vibhishana had came, then they had asked their, what about him, Lord Ramchandra asked him, tell me about something about you. So here, if you will see, many the devotees, they had explained in many ways, that Vibhishana had given, you know, before that, Hanumanji had went to Lanka to in search of Sita Devi. And Vibhishana was only the person. Actually, Hanuman had went to various places to in search of Sita Devi, but because he was not able to find it out where she exactly, because it was very, very huge. It was. The kingdom was very huge. Though he had become small, big, and whatever, and he had many demons also, but still he was not able to find it out. And in the night, he heard the name of the Lord Rama. Someone is chanting, whispering the name of the Lord Rama, and he had gone over there to take the shelter of Vibhishan. This is the one of the quality. One devotee always attracted by the another devotee. And when they met, they started glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the one of the best quality which always the devotees they exhibit. And Jai Shri Shri Radha Raj Vihari ki, Jai Shri Shri Ram Lakshman Man ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki. So Vibhishan, when he had came, so Vibhishan was only the person who had helped Sri Ram, Sri Hanumanji, to find a Sita. If Vibhishan would have not helped him, so for him it was very difficult to find Sita. But when over here in front of Sri Ramchandra, when he had been asked, tell me about himself, so for him he didn't mention that point that he had helped Hanuman, how he had helped Hanuman. Hanuman was so much tired, helplessly traveling here and there. Without saying that, he mentioned the opposite point of that, whatever the fault he has. He was knowing that he is the brother of Ravana. And if you go someone, we always, you know, to take help from that particular person, or we want a favor from that particular person, we try to remind that person how we had helped in the past. This is the one of the things which exactly we do. Because if we want to take help from someone, if we had done something, some favor for that particular person, then we will ask, we will try to remind that person that we had done some favor in the past. But Vibhishan has nothing done like that. He didn't mention also that how he had helped Sri Ramchandra in the search of Sita Devi. But on the other hand, what he had done, he had mentioned all his bad qualities, that he is the younger brother of Ravana, and he has born in a low family as a demon, and his life has been spent in doing the demonic quality. So this is the quality of the, you know, the devotees of the Lord. You know, Vibhishan had also exhibited the same quality. He had shown all his bad things which was from his side. And what other people they exhibit all his good quality. You know, try to exhibit, though they would not be having any good quality, but they will try to exhibit their all the good qualities and hide their all the bad qualities. But devotees, they always try to exhibit all the bad qualities. Why? So that the bad qualities, if you try to hide our bad qualities, then it is very difficult, right, to get washed away. Because we are hiding, we are keeping in the corner of our heart more and more, so deep, so that it should not be seen by any other people. Right? But the devotees, they try to, you know, open it more and more. Why? So that as soon as we exposed, the Lord will clean it as far as possible. Right? So, because Lord is compared as the, you know, the millions of suns, you know, just like we have our sun over here, you know, it has so powerful as it comes, the darkness goes away. Right? And all the things, the garbage and all that is put in the sunshine so that it should be get dried and it can be reutilized. Right? So in the same way, devotees, they exhibit all the garbage which is they have in their heart so that it can be get, you know, properly utilized. And it can be get cleaned actually. But what we do, we try to hide it. So this is the, you know, when we see, so all the devotees, all the pure devotees of the Lord, all the pastime, all the acharyas, they try to exhibit that also, how we should take the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Instead of hiding all the bad qualities, all the anarthas which we have, instead of that we should expose our anarthas in front of the Lord, so it can be get cleansed. Otherwise it is very difficult to do that. Right, that's what all the people are doing. If you see all the, you know, acharyas and all that, they had also exhibited that same thing. They all had exposed themselves openly so that all the anarthas which they have, though they are not, you know, so they are not up to, just like Balli Maharaj over here. He's saying that he's incapable of following the instruction of the, you know, Prahlad Maharaj. Though he's totally following Prabhupada's right that, you know, he's actually following the instruction of Prahlad Maharaj. But still he is asking for the insignificant. So this is the humility of the devotee. You know, they always say how we should be humble. And this is the humbleness is only the thing by which we can progress in our devotional life. By all the acharyas, just like when Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, they met first time to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They didn't started, you know, glorifying themselves. On the other hand, they had put in the Rupa Goswami, put in a thread, you know, on the straw in his mouth. And he had approached the Lord in that way, in a very humble mood. So Lord likes that humble mood. Anyone which approaches the humble mood, Lord always accepted that. That's why it's known as the Deenadayal. You know, it's another name of the Deenadayal. He's always taking care of the people who are, you know, very pity, who are in such a situation. If we ourselves not shown in a such a situation, or if we ourselves not feel that we are not in a such a situation, we will not take a help of anyone. Right, when we take a help, when we require a help, when we are in need of that. But as soon as we should make ourselves that we are actually in the need of always the need of all the Vaishnavas and all the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then only we can able to cross this ocean. Otherwise it's very difficult to do that. And that's what all the acharyas have exhibited from their lifespan, from their life. That how we should take the shelter of the devotees of the Lord through the all the devotees, not directly, but by the taking the shelter of the lotus feet of the devotees of the Lord. If you are able to do that, then only we are able to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And how to approach that? With the humble mood. If you don't have that mood, it is very difficult to do that. Very difficult to bow down in front of anyone. Because we have the attitude of I. I is the thing that I am. This is the thing which drive, you know, take away us from the super, from, so that we do not able to do it, right? But in the devotion, the I doesn't stand. Until unless we have this I, for us it's very difficult to do that. That's why all the acharyas and all they say that we should be very humble mood. And that's what they had been exhibited. Even say the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, the Trinadapi Sune Chena Taruriva Sahi Suna Amani Naman Dena Kirtane Hana Sadahari. So by the humility only is the thing which attract the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And by seeing the humility of Vibhishana and Rupa Sanatan Goswami, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Ramchandra was got attracted by them and given and showered his mercy upon them. And they had been blessed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada write the humility in the Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Humility means that one should not be anxious to have the satisfaction of being honored by other. This is the definition of humility which Srila Prabhupada write. Right? So, humility means we should not be behind name and fame, as I mentioned, given the example of Madhavendra Puri. Even it is mentioned about the Sukadev Goswami also, that once Vyasadev has sent Sukadev Goswami to Janak Maharaj so that he can learn more about the Bhagavatam. And he went over there to learn from the Janak Maharaj. When he reached over there, so he was not given a proper, he was not treated properly in as soon as he reached to the gate. He was insulted actually. But still he was as it is. He didn't react. And then after seeing this Janak Maharaj welcomed him in his room. And where he was there, and he gave him a very comfortable place. And there he had been, you know, welcomed very nicely, just like a royal approach was given to the Sukadev Goswami. But still Sukadev Goswami was as it is. First he was insulted, and another he was welcomed very nicely. But still he was not affected by that thing. And then Janak Maharaj says, yeah, this is the proper candidate so that the, you know, Bhagavatam can be, this is the proper candidate through him the Bhagavatam can be mentioned, about the, can be discussed. So this is the one of the quality, you know, by which the devotee is exhibited, that to discuss about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and to understand about the qualities of the Lord, this quality is very much necessary. And this is the only thing which help us to progress in the devotional life. There are various pastimes, you know, by which exhibited by the devotees of the Lord. How the humbleness, you know, it's helpful from the to progress in the devotion service. Even Srila Prabhupada also write in the Bhagavad Gita, he says that sarvadharam pratyajya mam ekam saranam vraja. This is the way, this is the thing by which our humble attitude has been started. That as soon as we surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as soon as we think of that, the position being of humble, it starts. And bahunam janmam ate gyanvam mam. This is the real knowledge, to remain insignificant before Guru and Krishna. Real knowledge that we try to always be insignificant, even in front of the Lord as well as the Guru. And if you show our the power, our power of knowledge, just like Adbhudhari Prabhu was mentioning yesterday, that by the knowledge it's, we get a pride. It's very difficult to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as well through knowledge, because it is beyond the knowledge. Until unless and to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have to, first of all, we have to get some blessings from all the Vaishnavas. Until unless we will not be blessed by the Vaishnavas, it is very difficult to understand understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? So, with the knowledge, if we try to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead by our own will, by our own power, we will fail, we will end up with somewhere else, and we will get totally deviated. Just like Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, you know, he says in his bhajan, Krishna se tomar Krishna dite paro, tomare sakti ya se, that, amito kangal Krishna Krishna boliya, dahi to pache pache. He glorifies the devotees that you have the only power to give the Krishna. For us, for me, it's very difficult to grab him out, to reach up to him. So, and I am very poor. I am very poor. He is the magistrate, actually. You know, the magistrate being in the time of the all the Britishers, being a position of magistrate is very prestigious. And he must be having lots of wealth. But still he says that what? He is very poor. He always signifies himself as a very poor person. Why? Because he don't have the, you know, the wealth of his Nam, Harinam. And he says that. And he asks this, you know, favor of all the Vaishnavas, that Amito Kangala Krishna Krishna Boliya, Dhaito Pache Pache. I am running behind you, please show me your mercy, so that I can able to get the Krishna Prema. Because of your mercy, it's very difficult to do that. And so, by this we can understand that all the devotees are, in, you know, always showed us that how can we please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As Lord is not pleased if you are serving Him directly. But on the other hand, he becomes very pleased when we serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like very nice pastime is there in Ramanacharya. Someone devotee who was directly fanning the Sri Rangam, in Sri Rangam, he was directly serving to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they, and he was talking to Sri Ranganatham directly. So once he met one person, Bharat Raj. Oh, Bharat Raj. His name is Bharat Raj. So... he was talking to him, so he met one devotee, one person, he asked, you know, please go and ask to the Lord, because you have, you know, you can interact with the Lord. Ask him when I am going to come to his abode, to Vaikuntha. Then he goes and he asks to the Lord, and Lord says that in this lifetime only he will come towards my abode. Because he knows that, then he says that he is very nice devotee, he, you know, always serves me and the devotees. Then as soon as Lord says, suddenly the Bharat Raj also get the one question. So this person is going in the lifespan to this, from over here to the Vaikuntha. What about me? When I am going to go? So he was having a question, but he was hesitated to ask the, for himself. But Lord understand him. And he asked the devotee, so do you have some question in your mind? So he says, no, not like that. Well, no, you can express yourself. So then he says, okay, that's like, my dear Lord, you said that, you know, this person is going to come in this lifespan only to the Vaikuntha. What about me? When I am going to come? Then Lord says, you are not going to come in this lifespan. You are going to, you have to wait, you have to wait for a long time. Then he was surprised, Arey, how is it? You know, I am directly serving you, and you know, then why not I can come in this lifespan? Then Lord says, actually you had served me, but you didn't serve my devotees, my dear devotees. Then on the spot he resigned his position, and he left that Sri Rangam, and in search starting a devotee so that he can serve him. And he had hidden himself because he was very famous. And he had taken the shelter of Yamunacharya? Kanchipun. Okay, then he had taken the shelter of the Kanchipun and he had hidden himself so that no one could understand. And he started serving him, very doing humble service, very menial service, you know, taking care of his cows and all the killing the cleaning over there where the cows were reciting. So, and very, and he was, whatever he used to give himself, he used to do that. And without exposing himself, that is the Bharat Raja. So once what happened, it was heavy rain and he was staying little bit far away from the house of the Kanchipun. So in the, because of heavy rain, he didn't reach at his home to have the prasadam. So he came back over here and he was having only one cloth. Whole day he used to wear that cloth, he used to work in the night before going to bed. He used to wash it and used to put for dry. And next day again he used to wear the same cloth. So that cloth was become wet. So what he had done, he had wear the original cloth of sannyasi and he started doing his chanting bhajana. So Kanchipuram was very, you know, when he didn't arrive at his home and time was running, so he got worried, Kanchipuram got worried and he started thinking, "Arey, what had happened, he didn't come for the prasadam." So in search of him, he started, you know, coming towards his home. And this Bharat Raj was unaware of that. And as soon as he reached over there, so he got, surprised by seeing him. But that, you know, he was in sannyasi and he remembered that this is the only the person who was, you know, who is directly serving to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he asked for the forgiveness, you know, what I had done. You know, I had engaged a pure devotee of the Lord in my service. So this is the one of the quality of the devotee of the Lord. They don't want to be served by someone. They always see the chance as soon as they get the opportunity to serve all the Vaishnavas for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whoever may be from where, from which background they would have came, but they never see their background. But they see, always see that he is the devotee of the Lord and he is the person who is the inquisitive to know about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, like that, then in that way, when he has started serving him, the Lord got pleased. And Lord has said, "Okay, now you can come over here and start serving over here. Now, in this lifespan only, you are going to go back home to Godhead." So this is the way by which we can learn, this is the benefit which we get by serving the devotees of the Lord. Because they are always dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Lord always carry them within their heart. They are always within the heart of the devotees of the Lord. Wherever they go, they make that place just like a Vrindavan. Just like we can see from the Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, he had left his pastor, you know, his body in the new Vrindavan. New Vrindavan? In Jagannath Puri. Gita Nagari. Sorry, I'm really sorry, quite wrong information. But devotees had said, "Now this is the last moment of her life. You should go in the Vrindavan and you should reside over there and you should live there, you know, your life, last life and in the dham." But he said that wherever the pure devotees of Lord is there, that is Vrindavan. He also shown his example that, you know, that his place is not important. The consciousness and the presence of the devotees is important. Why? Because wherever the devotees they present over there, they make that place Vrindavan. They make that consciousness as a Vrindavan. They change the consciousness. Right? They change our consciousness. They make our consciousness that we should always remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead and glorify always the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the power of the devotees of the Lord. Just like Srila Prabhupada has gone to all the foreign countries and he had converted that place into new Vrindavan, new Dwarkapuri, new Mathura, and he had converted all the place into the dham. So this is the one of the benefit when we take the association of the devotees of the Lord, we all get the same benefit being reciting in the holy places because they carry themselves all the holy places with always with them. So just like, and as I told, you know, because they are very humble, their approach towards the towards all the persons are very humble, towards the Lord is very humble. They never shown themselves that they have something, they had gained something. They always show that they are always incomplete. They never shown themselves they are complete. But in the material world, people are totally opposite of that. They always say, show themselves, they are always complete and they don't require anyone's help. But on the other hand, devotees of the Lord, they always show themselves as they are incomplete and they are always in need of the association of the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like today is one of the great Acharya's disappearance day of also Loknath Goswami Maharaj. So he is also one of the Acharyas who had exhibited the humility. He had helped, you know, all the six Goswamis a lot in the Vrindavan in search of all the holy places. But when the time has been mentioned, he should be get glorified in the Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishna Das Kaviraj. He said that you don't mention my name because I don't want name and fame. So that's why we will see that there's nothing mentioned of the, you know, of Loknath Goswami Maharaj in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But as I said, devotees are always glorified by someone. Lord always give the credit so that their name should be always written in such a way no people should forget them. They should always remember. So the other way, somehow how he has been glorified by other devotees in other way, by Sanatan Goswami and all that. So I will try to say something about him. Loknath Goswami was born in the Thalakori, which is in the Bangladesh. His father in the house of Padmanab, and his mother was Sri Sita Devi. So he was the son of Padmanab and the Sri Sita Devi. He was born in the Bangladesh. He had born and brought up. It is said that when he had been born and he was in the childhood time, he was little different from other children. He was not, you know, wasting his time in the playing all the toys. He was always meditating, and always wherever the Krishna Katha used to go, he used to go over there and used to listen, relish the, you know, about the Krishna Katha. So this is the quality of the, just like Prahlad Maharaj also says that, you know, since childhood is only the time by which we should start, you know, doing our devotional service. Not at the age of, you know, 50 or like outside people said that at the age of 50 or 60 we should do our devotional service. But Prahlad Maharaj says, and Loknath Goswami also exhibited that, he also said from his own example that since the childhood is only the perfect time, our conscience is all very pure, the contamination is very less. So this is the time we should start the devotional service. And so he was into more and more into that. And then he left, once at a time he had came, he left his home in the search of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he was aware that Lord had appeared in the Nadia, in the Mayapur, in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is more merciful. And he had came over here to shower his mercy to all the fallen souls, to get blessed from the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had came over here and left everything, all his family and all that, all his relatives. And he came over here and he took the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Lord embraced him and he welcomed him. And he said that you go to the Vrindavan now. Vrindavan go and search all the holy places over there. Because at that time holy places were vanished. So rediscover it, all the holy places. But Loknath Goswami was knowing that after 2-3 days Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to take sannyas. So he don't want to miss that scene, you know, Lord taking as a sannyas. Then the Lord says, don't worry, you know, you have to go. But still Lord forced him that you don't have to stay over there, you have to go and you have to do what the duty I am going. So Srila Narhari Chakravarti Thakur has nicely mentioned this incident in the Bhakti Ratnakar. So I will read it. While he was weeping and weeping, crying out his heart at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Loknath felt himself being caught up and embraced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Later, as Loknath bid him farewell, the Lord gave him confidential message which consoled him greatly. After this, he offered his soul at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, and after giving his pranams to all the devotees, he went on his way. So very nicely mentioned over here. So he was in a feel of separation, in separation mood he left. Actually he don't want to leave that thing and he don't want to miss that scene to see the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken the sannyas. But still, because it's the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Devotees always they do all the activities for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not for their own satisfaction. Just like we will see the Arjuna, he fought for the Lord, you know, but in the starting he was ready to give up everything. But still for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead he fought. Right? There are many devotees, just like, you know, Dhruva Maharaj also, you know, rule the kingdom for the pleasure because he got instruction from the Lord himself. Now you go and rule. So by this, you know, though they don't like that activity, they do all the activities for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then after taking this, then he came to the Vrindavan. After taking the sannyas, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the Puri. He resides over some time and to shower his mercy to all the conditioned fallen souls. And then he gone for the India tour. Then he gone to the South India, taken a South India tour. And when Loknath Goswami came to know that Lord had went to the tour, he didn't came to the Vrindavan. He started also going towards the South India tour, chasing all the footsteps of the where the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had went. He also going on the same way. And after completing the tour, he came to the Puri. But in between, he was not able to meet with the Loknath Goswami. Loknath Goswami didn't, incapable of meeting the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then, from residing over, then he went to the Vrindavan. And when he gone over there, actually Loknath Goswami was not over there. You know, he was still in the South India, roaming in the South India. Then after being into the Vrindavan, as soon as Loknath Goswami came to know that Lord reached the Vrindavan, he started also coming toward the Vrindavan. And when he reached over there, one day before only Lord left to the Prayag. So he had made his mind, now I will not stay over here. Next moment he packed all his luggage, next moment in the morning itself, I will also stay for the Prayag, so that I can have the association of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in the night, in the midnight, Lord came in his dream and he says that there is no need of coming behind me. I am always with you, always resides you, where in the Vrindavan, in this form. So you come over here, you stay over here and do what I had told you. So as he, again he got instruction, not, you know, follow him, but on the other hand, stay in the Vrindavan and be, do and follow his instruction. So then he given back to chasing the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and stayed over there in Vrindavan. And after a few days he made, you know, after a few days he met Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami and Gopal Bhatt Goswami in Vrindavan. They also had got the same instruction as he from the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they also came in Vrindavan. As soon as they met each other, as I told you, this is the quality of the devotee. When they see another devotee, they become very happy and they are very jubilant. And with that happiness, and they embraced each other. And by seeing each other, they become very happy. So Sanatan Goswami glorifies the... When he met Loknath Goswami over in Vrindavan, in Bhakti Vilas, Sanatan Goswami writes, he offered his prayers. Vrindavan Priyan Vande Sri Govinda Pada Sritam Srimad Kashi Varam Loknath Sri Krishna Dasakam. I offer my humble obeisances unto Sri Kashi Vara Pandit, Sri Loknath Goswami, Sri Krishnananda Das Kaviraj Goswami, who are very dear to Sri Govinda in Vrindavan, having taken shelter at his lotus feet. So like that, you know, then they started staying together and started, you know, fulfilling the desires of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And like that, Loknath Goswami started wandering all the 12 vanas in the Vrindavan and started discovering all the places of the Leela Stali of the Lord over there in the Vrindavan. So like that he stayed over there in Umarao. He came to a village name is Umarao, which is one of the come into the 12 vanas of the Vrindavan, and he started doing his bhajan in that village. And in that, once he had a desire, so that to worship the Lord, to dress the Lord, to offer, you know, to pay the obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Lord, seeing the desire of the of his devotee, he had came in the form of his vigraha, archa vigraha. So he had met one person. He had came and given the one deity of the Lord, Radha Vinobaji, which is known as the Radha Vinobaji, the deity of the Loknath, worshipped by the Loknath. So this Lord himself has manifested to fulfill the desire of his devotee. And he had manifested himself in the name of the Vinoba. And he had came and that person had given to the deity to that person, to Loknath Goswami. And he went away. So seeing the beauty of the deity, actually Loknath Goswami was stunned by the seeing the beauty. It was very beautiful. And he was actually forgotten everything. What should I do now? What should be the next step? So much he was in the full of ecstasy. In that ecstasy he had forgotten how he should welcome the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which had taken a form of archa vigraha to shower his mercy upon him. And he had fallen and he was not knowing anything. Then that the deity spoken to the Loknath Goswami, well, then I had came to fulfill your wish. So what you are wondering of? So now I am hungry. Arrange some prasadam, you know, some bhoga for me. So then suddenly he started, you know, okay, now I have to arrange something so that, you know, I can offer to the Lord. And he had bathed him, he dressed him very nicely, and he had given him a place to sit, and he had cooked rice and offered him banana leaves, and then glorified the Lord with the various ways, and offered the flowers and all that. And he started worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead in like that. So all the villagers over there who were residing over there, they told, you know, Loknath Goswami Maharaj to construct a kutir for him, But he denied, well then I don't want any kutir. On the other hand, to protect the deity, what he had done, he had constructed a house, you know, cloth, from the cloth in such a way so that he can put the Lord in that cloth and make and put in the Lord around his neck. So the Lord has become the necklace of the, you know, a beautiful necklace of the Loknath Goswami Maharaj. You know, his beautiness has been increased more by when the Lord has resided on his, around his neck. So wherever he used to go, he used to travel with that deity. So that cloth has become the, you know, place of the Radha Vinobaji. The Lord was reciting. So this is the, you know, one of the we can see by this, the how merciful Lord it is. That, you know, he can reside wherever the devotees gave the place. Right? He doesn't want the place made of, you know, full of, full of opulences and such kind of thing. He actually wants the love, you know, which he has always in search of. And that's what he gets from the devotee. And that's why, you know, love, by the love of the devotee, by that love, the Lord's become the, you know, puppet in the hand of the devotees. And he started dancing what the desires of the Lord, what the desires of the devotees are. Just like, we can see, by the example of the Pandavas, they were in such a love that Lord had done all the things. He had lied, he had done everything so that the demand can be, you know, he can please, you know, whatever the desires of the Pandavas were. He had done everything, and whatever they used to give, he used to accept it. Just like when the Kurukshetra war was going on, before the Kurukshetra war, Lord had gone as being a, you know, Shantidut, so that to compromise, to make him understand Duryodhana, so that the war should be get postponed. So he had gone, and Duryodhana was a crooked mind, you know, he want to, due to his favor, he want to take the Lord within his side. But Lord was knowing, because he resides in everyone's heart in the form of Paramatma. And on the other hand, he had rejected the offering which he had given, all the, you know, Chappan Bhoga. He was offered the Lord Chappan Bhoga, all the, you know, delicious meal. But he had rejected that, and he had gone to the Vidura's house, and he had eaten the, you know, the peel of the bananas, which was offered by the wife of a Vidura, within love. He was so much, when he saw that Lord is coming in his room, in his house, he was so much excited that she had forgotten everything, and she was not having anything, what she could offer. So in hurry, in that love, she had brought some bananas, which she was having. And that banana, she had offered to the Lord, and she started personally giving to the Lord, unpeeling it. But when she was looking at the face of the Lord, she was completely forgotten actually what she was giving. Instead of giving the banana, she was throwing the banana, and she was giving the peel of the bananas. And Lord was accepting that peel of the bananas, because she was giving with love. And that's what actually love was. That was actually, you know, Lord was taking it from the from Vidura's wife. That he was taking the love. That's why he's known as Bhavgrahi. So he accepts whatever we offer to the Lord with the love. He accepts, because he sees that the devotees is offering him with love. And that's what Lord Loknath Goswami had, you know, offered the same thing, a place made of a cloth, and that is around his body. And Lord had accepted that place. He didn't demanded anything. Even Sanatan Goswami also, you know, when he has a Radha Madan Mohanji, you know, he was offering, you know, dry chapati. You know, Lord had asked, you know, Lord was all personally asked him, oh Babaji, you know, what you are doing? Every day you are giving me dry chapati. You know, give something more, you know, some chili or some, at least some salt, so that I can eat something. It dries, I'm not able to eat that. So Sanatan Goswami says, okay, now you are asking, you know, some chili, then some salt, then next time you will ask some food, you know, delicious food, from where I will gather all kind of stuff. You know, I have to do many things to do. If I will started doing this, then I will be doing this only. So if you want to arrange your, then you have to make your own arrangement. So, you know, this is the another, you know, the relationship with the Lord has with his devotees, you know, which he does all the pastime so that the other people can relish and they can be get also attracted that how merciful Lord it is, that, you know, he accepts everything, whatever the devotees they give. And in the end, Lord himself had made the arrangement of his staying place also. He himself had constructed his own temple through one of the sailor, and has made on arrangement of, you know, daily food actually. So this is the you know, quality of the Lord, that he always see that his devotee should not be feel uncomfortable. Whatever comfortable, he tried to see that his devotee should be always be comfortable. And like this, it is over here in Loknath Goswami Maharaj also, we can see that he had accepted with love whatever the place he had given. He had never demanded anything. And whatever he was doing, he was accepting very nicely. And like that, he started serving over there. And he started spending his time in a Vrindavan by doing his bhajan and exploring all the Lila Saris over there. And when he came to know that all the, you know, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and other Vaishnavas started departing from this material world, so he started uncomfortable being over there. He also planned to leave. But because the instruction was given by the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he was not completed, so he stayed over here and tried to complete it as soon as possible. And he was so humble that he had not accepted any disciple actually, until Narottam Das Thakur. Because he himself considered has very fallen. And so that's why he was not accepting any disciple. But again he had got instruction from the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that one day, this Narottam Das is going to come and you have to accept him as your disciple. But still he was hesitant to do that. And he tried to trust. Again, Narottam Das Thakur was not, you know, when he came over here to Loknath Goswami Maharaj and he expressed his view that I want to be your disciple, and he had rejected actually. But Narottam Das Thakur was not filled any, you know, hurted his dignity or something like that, being hurted. But on the other hand, he was more confirmed that yes, this is the only person whom should I make as my guru, because he has all the qualities a person should have, a devotee should have. And he started serving him very humbly, because Narottam Das Thakur was from a very rich family. But still he has given up all his prestige and all that and started serving Loknath Goswami Maharaj. And by seeing his humble service towards him, that he got attracted and he accepted him as his disciple. So he is the only one disciple of him, Loknath Goswami Maharaj, which he had accepted. And that also by seeing the quality of the humbleness. So this is what even in the Srila Prabhupada also write, that you know, devotees, they don't show off. Actually they are really humble and they think themselves as they are in the need of the help of other Vaishnavas. And that's why they always, you know, Lord helps him, because they always think that they are always in the need of doing that. Even by the life of the Pandavas and all that, we can see they are though they are very capable, but still they had accepted the Lord, you know, before the war has been started. Both Duryodhana and the Arjuna has went to take the help of the Krishna, and Duryodhana has taken all the military power of the Lord. Lord says that I will not fight in this whole war. One side it's me and another side is my whole military power. So whom you want to choose, you can choose. So Duryodhana was waiting for this opportunity. He says, what the Lord will do alone, you know, his military power is more powerful. So it's better to take the military power and work it out. And Arjuna, on the other hand, devotees are always very, very clever. They always take the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because they know wherever the Supreme Lord will be, there only the victory is there only the Lakshmi is there. Everything will be there only. Though they are not behind anything, they are only the behind of the Supreme Lord. So he had taken the Supreme Lord. But then, yes, I am very happy. Just you be on my side, then we don't require anything. And that's what we see in this current situation. People are hankering all the material opulences, but still they are unsatisfied because they don't want the Lord. Wherever the Lord is, that place becomes fully completed. Just like Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj was saying once in the class that, you know, the Lord has shown the Vishwarupa, and in the same form he resides in our heart. His size is very huge, right? He has a very huge size. And what we are doing, we are removing that place. That place is vacant where the Lord resides, and we are trying to fill that place with the small, tiny, tiny things. So that's why it's become incomplete, you know. So that's why we are unsatisfied. But as soon as Lord comes in our heart and resides in our heart, and when we open the door and we allow the Lord to come and reside in our heart, it's become fully completed. Though we would not be materially opulences, but still we become very satisfied. There are various pastimes. Again, if you talk about going on pastimes of the Lord, there are various pastimes which we can discuss, but still it will be, you know, not completed. Because it has been exhibited by his devotee how they are satisfied by receiving the Supreme Personality of Godhead and leaving other things. So this is what, so we should always think like that, you know, adopting the humble position. We should try to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and especially to the devotees of the Lord, because this is the only way by which we can go ahead in the devotion. So I finish it over here. Thanks for giving an opportunity to say something, especially Asim Krishna Prabhu, and I thank Sundar Chetan Prabhu, Adbhut Hari Prabhu, Radhika Kane Prabhu and other devotees to help me so that I can speak something on this topic. The topic is quite vast, but somehow I spoke something. If I had done any mistake, or please forgive me. So Srimad Gantharaj, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Tagore Premanande.